Today on the show, we look at how South Africa's progressive employment equity legislation has not gone far enough to enable people with disabilities to fully integrate into workplaces and perform their jobs optimally. A recent study has found out South African businesses are failing to meet regulatory targets for the employment of people with disabilities. But before we get there, let's take you across the continent to remind you of stories you may have missed. Although there's an urgency to take action in mitigating the risk of climate change, experts say there's also a need to recognize the importance of eradicating poverty on the African continent as different countries face unique social and economic challenges. Listen to Megan Rogers, Director and Sector Head in the Oil and Gas Sector at the South African law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer.
There's an urgency for action to mitigate the risk of climate change. This is no longer debatable, but there's an equal urgency to eradicate energy poverty on the African continent. This is equally undebatable. The African reality is that only 56% of the population has access to electricity, and in many places that power is still inadequate and unreliable at best. So these are shocking statistics. So what is it that governments and regulators in Africa need to do? Well, now is not the time to disincentivize investment into power generation projects. You know, and this includes exploration and production of oil and gas resources, because ultimately the countries in the north will impose disincentive packages to this type of activity. What African governments really need to do is balance this disincentive, which we'll see from the more developed countries, against hydrocarbon exploration and production in Africa.